What's up, everybody? This is Jordan from Res Life. Sometimes as a military family, you can actually move to an entirely different country with all of its different customs and places and people and language. It's very hard to prepare for when you get on a plane in America and get off in a place where you can't read the signs, or people drive on the other side of the road, or the money looks so different that you just hold your hand out and let the vendor make a change for you. You know that you're a foreigner in this land, even though the military calls you a dependent and a guest of the host country. The story of Naomi and Ruth includes two stories of being a foreigner in another land. First, Naomi moves into Moab from Bethlehem and lives with her family there until her husband and sons die. Then she moves back to Bethlehem with her daughter-in-law, Ruth, a Moabite woman who is then the foreigner. We'll pick up the story when Boaz meets Ruth in the book of Ruth 2:8-10. Quote, "Then Boaz said to Ruth, 'Let me give you some advice. Don't gather grain anywhere except in this field. Work with the woman here. Watch them to see when they are reaping and stay with them. I have ordered my men not to molest you. And whenever you are thirsty, go and drink from the water jars that they have filled.' Ruth bowed down with her face touching the ground and said to Boaz, 'Why should you be so concerned about me? Why should you be so kind to a foreigner?'" Unquote. When you're a foreigner in a new land, it's a great plan to have someone to walk with you who understands the culture and shows you the ropes. You need a Boaz.